There's no time to waste because time is winding up. Get your record straight because time is winding up. 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 Get your record straight because time is winding up. There's no time to waste because time is winding up. Get your record straight because time is winding up. Get your record straight because time is winding up. There's no time to waste because time is winding up. There's no time to waste because time is winding up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for a new month. Thank you for a new day that you have made, God, that we will rejoice and be glad in. For we are under an open heaven, God, and we thank you and we praise your holy name because you are our strength. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Lay your hands on yourself. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. Decree and declare this with me right now. You are our strength. Hallelujah. Strength like no other. Strength like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift us up. You lift us up in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift us up. You lift us up. You are our peace. Peace like no other. Peace like no other. Reaches to me. You are our peace. Peace like no other. Peace like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift us up. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you, God. You lift us up, oh yes, in the fullness of your grace and in the power of your name, you lift us up. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You lift us up. You are our joy. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our joy. Joy like no other. Joy like no other reaches to me. You are our joy. Joy, joy, joy like no other. Joy like no other reaches to me. In the stillness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift us up. Here on the TMC call this morning, he lifts us up. He lifts us up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift us up. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. You lift us up. You are our strength. Strength like no other. Thank you, Lord. Strength like no other. Thank you for being gracious. Reaches to me. You are our strength. Hallelujah. Our strong tower. Strength like no other. He's our Redeemer. He's our peace. Strength like no other reaches to me. Reaches to me. Reaches to TMC. Reaches to TMC. Reaches to TMC. It reaches to you and me. It reaches to you and me. It reaches to you and me. His grace, it reaches to you and me. It reaches to you and me. His joy reaches to you and me. His reaches to you and me. It reaches to you and me. It reaches to you and me. His love reaches to you and me. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It reaches to you and me. His healing, it reaches. Hallelujah. It reaches to you and me. Here on the TMC, it reaches to you and me. It reaches to you and me. His power, hallelujah, wonder-working power, it reaches to you and me. Yes, his provision, it reaches to you and me, because he is our provider, hallelujah. It reaches to you and me, hallelujah, 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 Lord. It reaches to you and me, his grace, hallelujah, is sufficient for us. It reaches to you and me, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It reaches to you and me, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It reaches to you and me, his unconditional love. It reaches, it reaches, it reaches to you and me, his agape love. It reaches, it reaches, it reaches to you and me, his deliverance. It reaches, it reaches, it reaches to you and me. You are our strength, strength like no other. Strength like no other reaches to TMC. Oh, lift up your voices and give God the praise for bringing you through another month and into another one safely. And may you be blessed exceedingly and abundantly above all you can even ask or think. Host, take it away.
Good morning. Thank you, Psalmist Tiffany, for the time of worship this morning. And thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us. here on the Master's Call this morning. I am Minister Simone, calling in from Vancouver, beautiful British Columbia, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. So, on October 25th, that's going to be next month, almost 12 years ago now, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference, Psalms 88 and verse 13, "But to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the website as well as the speaker's bio. The theme for this year in 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. As if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, as Minister Keisha did earlier, and Psalmist Tiffany earlier, as a host such as myself, or to share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Fridays, we take your prayer request and praise report live in the second half of this call. What brought us together was the phenomenal company Artistry Life International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artistry Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Fridays, led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. There's also a bypass number. It's a free call that you can call in to avoid charges, and that number is 716-293-9707. And again, that number is 716-293-9707. Well, today is Testimonial Thursday, and the speaker for today is Deborah Smith. She's the host for today. Well, our speaker for this morning needs really no introduction, but I will say that she's an author, a mentor, and an associate pastor, and that speaker is none other than Dr. Pecola. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. What I will do is I will pray, and the next voice you will hear is Dr. Vanessa. Father God, make us happy today. Make us smile. Give us safety through every mile. Grant your wealth. Give us health. And most of all, give your care and love as well. Watch over Dr. Vanessa this morning, Father God, as she deliver, as she pour out unto us, Father God. Bless and keep her, strengthen her, and protect her through this prayer of worship this morning here on the Master's Call. Watch over Dr. Pecola as well, Father God, as well as our TMC family. I ask all these mercies, dear Lord, and more in your name's sake. Amen. Amen. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Simone, for that very heartfelt introduction. Appreciate you hosting us today. A hearty good morning to our dear Minister Keisha. Thank you for greeting and seating our family as I was wrestling with this board this morning. I apologize for the chimes. Thank you, Songbird, for stepping up and leading us into the very presence of the Lord. Minister Tiffany, there in California, we love and appreciate you, praying for you and all that they do. In her absence, to our co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts, she's not in Woodbridge right now, but she is doing just fine. So we keep her covered in prayer. And to the entire Master's Call family, a warmest of kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for making the time, taking the time to be a part of this call this morning. Well, I am back on the post again. We just finished our series on focus, making sure we have faith that is focused, that we follow up on the things God's given us, and we do it to the finish. I was going to go a different way this morning, and in my prayer time, the Lord starts speaking something entirely different to me. So I said, okay, Daddy God, I got on up and started writing. And we're going to talk today and the next times that I'm together over guard your goals as you guard your heart. Guard your goals as you guard your heart. We all have different goals in life, personal goals, professional goals. Some of us have ministerial goals and self-improvement goals. But God was really dealing with me about the how. I am a prophetic teacher to the very core of the bone marrow in my bones, that it is so important to me that the people of God have understanding of what we've often read and said and quoted, and sometimes only have a surface understanding and not the deep meaning, as my pastor would say, hadn't got all the meat off of the bone. So we're going to talk this morning about guard your goals as you guard your heart. Yes, God dropped a acronym in my spirit fresh off the Holy Ghost press about 3:20 this morning. Goals, granting obedience advances lasting success. Isn't that awesome? Granting, and he also gave me for the G, grounded obedience advances lasting success. When we set goals in the very beginning at the Alpha, we have the Omega in mind, that we want to start this race, starting at that Alpha through the journey of the ups and downs that life brings, but to not quit till we reach that Omega. And we've talked about, with eyes of faith, we see ourselves already victorious. But we're going to talk really more our next times together about the process, how that comes together. What does it look like in our daily lives to guard our goals? Not smother our goals, but guard our goals as we guard our heart. Well, one of the first things, the first principle we're going to talk about this morning is to grant God, when embracing anything that concerns us, we must first grant God permission to use us. See, we have a choice in everything. We say, oh, I just was made. No, 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 no. God gave us the ability to choose. Choose this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24, choose life or death. Choose blessings or curses. We would think we always want to choose the side of the Lord, but he does give us the ability to choose. We know what happened in the garden in the beginning, in the Alpha, when he allowed that ability of choice. He didn't want to make robots. He wanted to make us where we, out of a love for him, would do what is righteous, Jehovah Tiskanu, in his sight. So the first principle we're going to talk about is we must first grant God permission to use us. We must be willing vessels. Yeah, that's what that leads to, that we must be willing vessels. We must allow God to use us to achieve these God-ordained goals. We can say, no, I don't want to have a little attitude, just be different any step along the way. But we must be willing vessels. So I'm going to go to that text verse, which is the theme for us this year on the Master's Call, from that old prophet Isaiah, when he wrote in that first chapter. I'm going to read the 18th through the 20th verse. That's our text backdrop from the NIV version. It says, come now, let us settle the matter. Or the King James says, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Here is the key verse we're hanging our obedience meter on. If you are willing and obedient, that's a conjunction. That's not a or, it is an and. Both are required. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. Ah, but here's the consequences if we don't, when we choose the wrong way. Verse 20, but if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So if you are willing and obedient, I did a series years ago on the Master's Call about being willing and obedient. See, that willing part we're going to talk about is our attitude, our posture in our mindset and our personality as we're walking out the assignment, the goal, the mission, the mandate, and obedient. Now, many of us are obedient because we don't want to go to hell. Let's keep it real. We're going to do what the Lord said. We may fuss, squirm, look sideways, roll our eyes, get the Shaniqua, Shanae, and Shaquita look going on. But we ain't crazy. We're not cray-cray. We're going to be obedient. But God said, first, I want you willing. I want to make you. I want you to be that whosoever will, that you'll have a heart and a will to want to do it. So the willing and obedient, that willing part is where more than half of us fail. We don't always fall forward, that we talked about with the acronym for fail. We don't do it. We sit stuck on stubborn. We have one of the best examples in the Bible of that when you study the history of Jonah. Brother Jonah got instructions from the Lord to go to Nineveh, the capital of Assyria. And if we know church history, like hopefully we do and are learning, Assyrians were the most cruelest, heinous enemy that the children of Israel had. Other nations feared them because, I mean, they weren't just taking you into captivity. They would gouge out your eyes. They would throw babies into fires. They would cut off limbs. I mean, cruel, cruel, cruel. So when we want to be hard on Brother Jonah, let's put things in perspective, because he knew the God he served is a forgiving God, is a loving God, is a compassionate God, is a patient God. And when we're on the end of receiving that, oh, we thank God, ooh, we lift our hands and we get our shout on. But when you want somebody that you know has put a doormat and welcome on your forehead and has mistreated you for years, and you know God is going to forgive them, that's why he took the scenic route to Nineveh and got on the ship and went the other way. And we know the story of the great big fish, or we call it, well, whatever. He was in captivity 3 days, like Jesus in the tomb. And when that fish spit him out, he decided he better go on and go on to Nineveh. And just what he thought would happen, happened. When he made his decree from the Lord, the people repented. And he got mad because he knew that they did. God, you're going to forgive them. They have killed and tortured and maimed our people. And you're going to give them another chance. Come on, don't get deep and wonderful. We'll drown in shallow water this morning. All of us have seen God extend mercy to folks we wanted him to just wipe out. And then we were glad he was God and not us. We've all been there. So that example of Jonah's life for all the world to read, let's get it on our street, because we've all been there. Well, we've been obedient eventually, but we really weren't willing. And so I'm taking a lot of time with that because God said that's what's the glass ceiling that many are hitting with their prayers, where they're not getting the breakthrough. They're not getting the portals of heaven to open and them to receive that promise they know is of God. Because the willingness, the attitude has determined the altitude where it doesn't go too high because we haven't operated in forgiveness. We haven't rooted for the enemy. Man, that's not easy. The flesh hollers. When we read Peter being told to forgive them 70 times 7, we start counting. Oh, so when I get to 490, I can go and wipe them out? No. The purpose of that scripture was that you always forgive. Because, again, on the other end of that, we want someone to always forgive us. And many of us know we have used up our 490 plus, and people have still loved us. My mother always would say, somebody will have to love the hell out of you, literal hell out of you. And that usually was when we were acting bad, getting in trouble. That was the look and the word that she often said. I'm going to love the hell out of you, but I'm going to apply this rod if you don't straighten up. Because we want to be judged by our intentions, yet we want others to be judged by their actions. We want to say, well, I meant to do it. I was about to do it. It was in my heart to do. And we want God to judge us on that. But with others, oh, we want to just jump all over them. So when God put that little 19th verse in there of being willing and obedient, boy, when we're guarding our heart, that's when we have to all do some massive house cleaning. And as dear friend would say, do a checkup from the neck up and make sure that you're doing what's right in the sight of God. See, Mark 8, that 34th verse, hones this in again about that being willing. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, in the red, y'all, whosoever will after me, let them deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. It's a daily discipline to crucify our flesh. The flesh cries out every day loud and strong and wanting its way. But when we say, I surrender, you know, we love to sing that hymn, I surrender all to Jesus, I surrender. Man, I grew up in my Baptist church singing that. I'm wearing my little head back like Peanuts, Charlie, just singing it. All you could see was, I surrender all. And yet, when the Holy Ghost would tap on my shoulder about giving up something or doing something different, I'd be like, Lord, but, can we talk? Well, how much are you really surrendering? Dying to the flesh again. It is really a daily discipline to let go and let God. All this morning, we're talking about guard your goals as you guard your heart. We've got to make sure that the right things are in our heart. Every day, the devil will test you. Every day, the fiery darts from hell will come at you. That's why we talk so much in that last series about that faith, the shield of faith, the confident expectation, the trusting God no matter what, because it's not if the fiery darts will come, it's when the fiery darts from hell will come. Every day, your flesh, my flesh, wants its way. Every day, our hormones are hollering, I won't, I feel, my way or no way, a little Holy Ghost temper tantrum at 20, 30, 50, and 70 and plus years old. Every day, our flesh wants its way. And we have to grant God rulership, the final say, by guarding our heart and having a complete yes, a complete willing. Again, but how, Dr. V, I hear you, I hear you, I hear you, do we keep a willing heart. How do we grant God permission with a willing heart? How do we grant God permission with an attitude of gratitude? Well, let's look to that book of wisdom, Sophia in the Greek. Proverbs 4, that seventh verse, I quote it all the time. It tells us in all of our getting, we must get understanding. So let's truly embrace the how we get it done every day. Staying in that same fourth chapter, I've talked about it before, those 20th through 27th verse. And the NIV says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ears to my words. First clue. Turn my ears to my word. Turn your ears to my word. What are you allowing in your ear gate? Sometimes you let people verbally vomit on you with foolishness, and you don't shut it down. You're not guarding your heart. Yeah, I said it. I'm sorry. I know some of y'all are eating breakfast, but I'm trying to say some mess we don't even need to put before our ear gate, to put before our eye gate. It was a litmus test for the body of Christ. I'm not even talking about the world. How many of you, your appetite is reality TV that sells foolishness shows? I'm not talking about the reality TV game shows. I'm talking about foolish. You might as well own with Andy Cohen a series of the Housewives of Atlanta, of Potomac, of California. You watching that foolishness so much because people are selling their souls, acting out just for ratings, and we think that's entertainment. But you're not guarding your heart. You're letting the wrong things in your ear gate. Turn your ear to my word, to Daddy God said. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. Guard what you're watching. That's the window to your soul. When you let things in, and then you wonder why you're wrestling with fear, why you're wrestling with doubt, why you're wrestling with envy, and you're watching an 80% diet full of foolishness, don't say amen or oh me. We got to wrestle with this, but speak the truth in love. For they are light to those who find them and health to one's whole body when you regulate it. Because see, that 23rd verse says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So when I'm around someone and they pull out a colorful word, a four-letter explicative, and I don't mean care or love or hope. No, not that. You know what kind of four-letter words when they say, I don't know where that came from. I do. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. But don't forget, the word says bitter and sweet don't come out of the same cistern. So we got to guard our heart and clean it up when we can be some cussing saints. The C-U-S-S-I-N-G, we pass the cursing. We get to cussing and wonder why we're not maturing. Holy Ghost ain't going to stay in that side of that environment of foolishness. Quit saying he knows my heart. Yeah, it's desperately wicked. That's what Jeremiah told us. And we have to daily do our part to guard it because everything flows out of our heart. So that's why when something hits me wrong and I know I'm offended, I'm going to deal with it quickly because I'm not going to let offense take root. I'm going to do the correct Matthew 18. On our Tuesday night call, we talked about that verses 15 through 18, the right way, to godly way to handle conflict and to resolve a problem. If I'm struggling with someone who definitely did me wrong, that's not even the debate. But the choice comes, again, that choice of whether I'm going to choose to forgive them. I quickly decide. I tell my feelings, you can stay over there tripping if you want to. You can pout. The hormones can holler. But homegirl is choosing to forgive because I'm not going to let anything block my blessings. So feelings, you'll catch up. And every time they have, but I had to choose to ask for the spirit of forgiveness to come into my heart. So I quit talking about it all the time. I quit rehearsing it in my mind when the enemy would bring up that picture and want to rehearse that script. I said, stop. It's under the blood of Jesus. So if you're going to play that tape, you better go show it to Jesus because I've applied it to the blood. And I choose to go on guarding my heart. We're talking about practical ways today to guard your heart, guarding your goals as you guard your heart. That 24th verse tells us another how. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Ephesians 4. And also in that 29th to the end of that chapter says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is edifying, so that we do not grieve the Holy Spirit. And we're thereby sealed into the day of redemption. Some of us grieve the Holy Spirit daily, and then they wonder why his presence doesn't show up. Light and dark can never occupy the same place at the same time. Chew on this, Selah. Guard your goals as you guard your heart. The next time we're together, we'll continue in this series remembering that goals are granting obedience, advances, lasting success. Back to you, Minister Simone.
Powerful, powerful message. Guard your heart. Guard your goals as you guard your heart. Let us pray over our prayer request and praise report. Father God, thank you, Lord, this morning for Dr. Vanessa's powerful words, Father God. Fill her back up, Father God, as she emptied out on us, Father God. I ask, Lord, watch over Dr. Piccola as well, Father. Also, watch over whatever our prayer requests or praise reports are, Father. Give us the strength that we need, the courage and the determination, Father. Lord, also, may we discover you as we walk with you each day, of our lives, accompanying us in our darkness as well as in our light, and in our sadness as well as in our joy. May your spirit lead us to trust and come to know that you keep your word and are always faithful and loving. May we place our lives in your future and also in your hands. Amen and amen. To hear the playback of this message, you can dial 712-432-1085. Again, that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call this morning is, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 667-770-1525 and the PIN number 294-617-POUND. And our speaker is Deborah Smith this morning. Thank you, Miss Tiffany, for a powerful worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting this morning here on the Master's Call. And thanks again, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful message on guarding our hearts. Could you please come back in and give us the prediction, please?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And again, a big thanks. We are so humbled and appreciative to each and every one of you. So many of you all, as I scroll up and down this board, have been so faithful throughout the years. As we are headed in the home stretch toward our 12 years, please hear our hearts. And we are so grateful for your support throughout the years. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, thank you for teaching us, empowering us, educating us on the necessity of guarding our goals as we guard our heart, to do the day-by-day discipline that's necessary so that you are glorified and these your people are edified. So as we prepare to leave this call, but never your presence, continue to download strategies from heaven into our hearts as you make them clear in our minds, and we will be willing and obedient to walk it out. Cover us by your blood. As you remind us, we are your ministers in the marketplace, on fire for you and giving you the glory everywhere we go and with everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Look forward to hearing many of you on the Testimonial Thursday call for MMC with Director Deborah in just a few minutes. Be blessed.